Hey, I'm glad you're here today on the Amber May Show. We are going to be talking about Canada, the truckers arrest happening, all that on today's show. So make sure you tune in and stay tuned for the rest of the show because I'm going to tell you, some of the jail sentences are going to be like, what? Are you serious? That's happening? Yeah, all that and more coming up.
Hey, it's Amber, and I just wanted to let you know that right now is the lowest price you're going to see on the 3-inch mattress toppers from MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Amber, and save up to 50% off on the 3-inch pillow toppers. So get some extra comfort while you sleep. It's super important that you and I and the rest of us sleep well because we have the whole day to tackle. We have all the things to do, and we can't be tired doing it. The thing I love about my mattress topper is it keeps me nice and cool. So if you're one of those people like me that sleep warm, and I sleep warm because my beds tend to be is a Tempur-Pedic type bed, and so it's naturally warm. When I put that MyPillow mattress topper, it really did cool down the bed. It has technology in it to keep your body regulated and nice and cool. So it made a big difference. So if you want some extra comfort on your mattress, you want to sleep better, sleep cooler, then get the 3-inch mattress topper from mypillow.com/Amber right now. And when you do that, use promo code Amber and save up to 66% off on everything on the website. Take care. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some Covid bites. Also, get your ivermectin, set up your telemed appointment, and get your ivermectin. I'm gonna give you a promo code to help you save some money and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that'll help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is two. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so one tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the Covid bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your Covid bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. Hey, welcome back to the show. I am glad you're here. I have a lot of articles that I want to share with you today. So let's get started. Did you know that a lot of pastors got arrested? Yeah, a lot of pastors got arrested. And this article comes from Fox News. We don't love Fox News, but sometimes, you find what you find. It says Canadian clergy rebukes Trudeau for invoking Emergency Act, other tyrannical actions. So the clergy warned Trudeau is dividing Canada and exposing this government and people to the judgment of God. So a group of Canadian clergy sent an open letter to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau earlier this week, rebuking him for invoking the Emergencies Act to quell the Freedom Convoy and other actions they described as tyrannical. We are writing to you as representative pastors of Christian congregations from across the nation and all law-abiding citizens who respect the God-defined role of civil government and uphold the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, the highest law of our land, which recognizes the supremacy of God over all human legislation. Read the letter, which was signed by 29 clergymen and remains open for other Canadians to sign, explaining their respected, earnest attempts to prayerfully redress their grievances with all levels of government regarding the indefinite suspension of civil liberties
coercive mandates, and perpetual state of interference in the life, freedom, and worship of the church. The pastors denounced Trudeau for cracking down on the Freedom Convoy instead of hearing them out. They emphasized that members of clergy are part of the convoy. Interesting. The Ottawa protest has represented your government with a wonderful opportunity to meet with and speak to ordinary Canadians lawfully and peaceably, requiring the restoration of their constitutional rights, they wrote. However, in response to their singing, praying, dancing, candy floss, bouncy house castles, speeches about the Constitution, and outpouring of patriotic love for the country, your government has not only refused to meet these citizens to hear their concerns, you have insulted, denigrated, and lied about them, further dividing a hurting and broken nation. The pastors went on to rebuke Trudeau and this government for seemingly believing that they have the authority to bestow the and remove the fundamental rights. Now, I want to show you this picture. It's really sad. This is in Canada. The police have gone against the people that they swore to protect and serve. And they're trying to protect and serve the government from the people, and not the people from the government. This photo is so backwards. I don't know how these men can get up and look at themselves in the face when they are doing the exact opposite of what they should be doing. They should be protecting the people from the government. The article says your government does not grant people the right to their bodily integrity, the right to work or earn a living, the right to decide for their children or to be with their families, or dying loved ones, the right to gather or to worship and obey God, the right to travel in their own land or enter or leave. Civil government exists to protect, listen to this, civil government exists to protect these pre-political and fundamental freedoms, not bestowed and remove them if it can function in a place of God. The pastors also condemned Trudeau in the strongest possible terms for his unprecedented invocation of the Emergencies Act to stop the Freedom Convoy protests and blockades. There's no national emergency, and to invoke one to crush peaceful political dissent is totalitarianism. It's a totalitarian act of repression, displaying weakness, not strength, they said. Check this out. Check this out. I mean, this is what Canadians are dealing with because their police, the ones that swore to protect him, stabbed him in the back. They rather protect the tyrannical government from the people. It's really sad. So, these tyrannical actions are exposing this government and people to the judgment of God, and they are deeply concerned that you do not appreciate the significance of God's wrath upon a rebellious and lawless nation, they warn in closing. The pastors concluded by urging Trudeau to repent of their sins of pride, rebellion against God, and bearing false witness. You have not displayed a brotherly care and love for these honest, hardworking people who have tried to peacefully bring their serious concerns to your attention, they added. This video circulated on social media Friday of police decked out in riot gear cracking down on convoy protesters in Ottawa by arresting them, tear gassing them, and deploying officers on horseback through the crowds. Remember, this was a peaceful protest. There was nothing unpeaceful about this. So this was brutality. This was unnecessary. Okay. Now, I want you to go back. There's different uniforms here. Look at this. Look at this uniform is different than this uniform and that uniform. I'm not sure who this is, but it doesn't look like the same uniform. Look. Look. Right here. Look. Interesting. Let's look at Rebel News.
Just fell there, guys.
Come here, see it for yourself, and feel it. It's not just what you see, it's what you feel inside. And that's what this movement is, and that's why people that aren't here can't understand it. It's because it doesn't compute for them. This is about human beings coming together.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a nice speech. So you see all the people standing there. The police are not moving, staying online.
Never thought we'd see this.
Yeah. I hope my colleague is okay. I'm not seeing him. Yeah, a lot of people are there. It's all remain peaceful.
Standstill. Not sure what's gonna happen. There's no trucks behind us, so we don't know if we're gonna kettle the group back more, but I guess we'll see.
See the different uniforms? Look at that. This uniform is so different than the other police uniforms. I don't know whose uniform that is.
You all love.
Let's keep in mind your elderly people behind us here.
I can tell you from me driving around,
we have children.
It's been nothing but peace. I described it as a family environment. The streets have been completely clean the whole time. There's people picking up garbage. There's no garbage anywhere. They're feeding people. There's multiple tents where they're feeding not just the protesters, the supporters, and the truckers, but they're feeding homeless people, anyone that's simply in need in the city of Ottawa. So to see this kind of response for such a peaceful protest is strange. The only acts of violence that I've seen were yesterday from the police, that's for sure.
And can you describe what is it you see like from the police so far?
We saw Mounties, so police officers on horses, who literally trampled over two people. One of those people was an elderly lady who had a walker. And it's just tough to watch. Like it's just so tough to watch. There's no reason for that. They were literally running the horses through the crowd. I understand it's like a tactic that they use to try and split up the crowd, but there's just so many people there. I just do not think that was the right move. It's just so dangerous. People are getting hurt, and we saw it.
Okay, so I want to read another article. Just wanted to show you what it looks like in Canada. This one is, you are certainly facing a potentially lethal term of imprisonment. Canadian trucker protester Tamara Leach will remain in jail for at least 8 days and likely more. This is from the Gateway Pundit. Tamara Leach, the woman who supported the truckers' protests in Canada, will not be getting out of jail soon. Even though she was charged with a crime of mischief, her judge says she'll be going to prison for a long time. Welcome to the new Canada, where the government can impose mandates that steal people's freedoms when they speak up. Trudeau's government imposes a wartime rule so that they can dictate the actions they want from their citizens. Last week, one citizen, Tamara Lynch, was arrested for protesting the government's outrageous mandates put in place since the coming of the China coronavirus. She had committed mischief. Now the courts in Iowa have decided to keep Ms. Lynch in jail for at least another 8 days. The judge even implied that those individuals like Ms. Lynch who were involved in the trucker protests will go to prison for a long time. The Star reports that Tamara Lynch, one of the organizers of the so-called Freedom Convoy, has been denied bail and will stay behind bars for at least another 8 days. Ontario's Court Justice Julie ruled Tuesday morning that Lynch poses a substantial likelihood of reoffending and placing public safety at risk if she is released on bail. This person also concluded Lynch's continued detention is necessary to preserve public confidence in the justice system. This is so awful. This is not confidence in the justice system. This is the exact opposite of the justice system. So Julie noted Lynch repeatedly urged convoy demonstrators to hold the line during the occupation around Parliament Hill and stressed the severity of the accusations against her that could result in a lengthy prison sentence. Lynch was also arrested on February 17th as charged with counseling to commit mischief. So she's going to be in prison for mischief? Wow. I am satisfied there's evidence that your actions and participation in this offending behavior had the result of causing or contributing to the serious impact on the physical, mental, financial health, and well-being of our community. This lady told Lynch in Ottawa courtroom Tuesday morning, you are certainly facing a potentially lengthy term of imprisonment. That's terrible. For mischief? For mischief. It's probably why Pastor Arthur Poblosky is still in jail too, because they are deciding against what the government wants, which is complete takeover. Just the news came out and said the People's Convoy co-organizers, we cannot have what's happening in Canada happen here in the U.S. The People's Convoy is working with attorneys and sweeping its donations account a couple times a day to put the money in a private bank, said Maureen Steele. People's Convoy co-organizer Maureen Steele says truckers have been hit hard by COVID-19 mandates and the protesters want accountability for the government's actions during the pandemic. The People's Convoy, inspired by the Canadian Freedom Convoy, plans to be in Washington, D.C. March 5th. The truckers in the protest are looking to restore freedom and liberty, Steele told Just the News, Not Noise. Co-host John Solomon and Amanda Head. We want accountability for what happened over the last 2 years, said Steele, calling the pandemic's fallout devastating. Some truckers have lost their jobs due to COVID vaccine mandates, Steele reported. They're still willing to go out on the road and cross the country for our freedom, Steele said. And it's so typical of all Americans and blue-collar boys stepping up first. Steele called the People's Convoy a slice of Americana, explaining that people from every walk of life have joined the protest. More than $200,000 have been raised in support of the People's Convoy, according to its website. Steele said this group learned from the Canadian convoy and is taking precautions to ensure it can use the donations. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used the Emergency Act to direct banks to freeze the accounts of those involved in the convoy and cease providing financial services where the institution suspects that an account, either personal or corporate, was being used to further the protest, as Just the News reported. Crowdfunding platforms GoFundMe also froze the Canadian protest fundraisers. We've taken every precaution that we can to ensure that doesn't happen here, Steele says. The People's Convoy is working with attorneys and sweeping the donations account a couple times a day to put the money in a private bank, Steele said. We cannot have what's happening in Canada happen here, and it absolutely could, she said. We need to dial mandates back. In order to fight false messaging that the media may create around the People's Convoy, Steele said, just having cameras there helps quite a bit. Steele called it amazing that Representative Yvette Hurl plans to reintroduce legislation granting temporary asylum to Canadian Freedom Convoy truckers. That's wonderful. Steele mentioned that support she had received from the Democratic-controlled state of New Mexico. Anyone that says this is a Republican movement or it's a political movement, this is absolutely not. This is a freedom movement, she said. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, every American can gather under the banner of freedom. We're all supposed to love freedom, and if your platform or your party doesn't no longer love freedom, then you are welcome to come on our side. We love freedom. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with me. I just want to let you know of what is going on and what's been happening in Canada. I just thought it was hilarious that they're trying to build faith in their justice system when they're doing quite the opposite by arresting people for nothing and holding people long-term, violating their rights, just like what happened with January 6th. So keep fighting, Canada, because there's more of you than there are of them. They're scared and they're running scared. So keep fighting, because you cannot comply your way into freedom. Cannot comply your way into freedom. Well, remember what is right, whatever is noble, whatever is pure. Think on these things, and we will see you next time on The Amber May Show. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, and check me out on the web at theambermayshow.com. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May, and use promo code Amber May to save some money.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Hey guys, so here is your Money Minute, because I want to help you build financial wealth for your family and leave legacies for your family. And one way we do that is protecting our clients should they become ill or injured. So I'm with A&M Futures, and I'm looking to help you build legacy wealth for your family. Back in 2007, I was a passenger in a car accident, and I sustained a traumatic brain injury. I was flown to the nearest hospital, and honestly, I really don't remember much. I have like bits and pieces that come at me, but I do remember the recovery process, and the recovery process was really difficult. I worked at a radio station at the time, and I couldn't really speak. I mean, I could physically speak, but there was a disconnect between what I wanted to say and what would come out of my mouth, and it would be really hard. And then I had zero memory whatsoever, meaning like if you told me to do XYZ, 2 seconds later, I'm not joking, I would not remember you told me to do XYZ. I would remember you told me to do something, but I couldn't remember what XYZ was. But generally speaking, I've come a long ways from a traumatic brain injury. But during that time, there was a period I couldn't work. And that financially impacted us. So if you are facing something that could potentially impact you, and we don't want that for you, so let me show you what we can do. Let me show you like a scenario, a situation, if you will, of how we can help our clients. So we are going to be talking about a 30-year-old male, because compliance likes us dealing with 30-year-old males, and this is just easy math for us, okay? And so we're going to compare our retirement account with a traditional retirement account. So in a traditional retirement account, this gentleman gets $3,600 in savings. If for whatever reason he needs to take money before he is 59 and a half, he gets stuck with a 10% penalty. And I'm going to just bring these over. And this is how we protect our clients for illness and injury and death. So let's say that, God forbid, you have an untimely death. If you were a 30-year-old male and you had put $3,600 into your account, you would have left your family with $382,000. That's a pretty good chunk of change. So imagine if you're married and you have a spouse, you don't want to leave them hanging high and dry. So with our type of retirement account, you can have a death benefit, but you also get what we call living benefits. So if you get a terminal diagnosis, which means you have 24 months or less to live, you can take that money out, and notice it says tax-free distribution. You can take that money out and do whatever you want with it. If you want to do a bucket list, do a bucket list. If you just want to have that for your family once you depart from our earth and leave your family so they're not in destitute, then you can do that. It's your money. No one's going to tell you what to do. But here's the other ones. If here the critical illness and critical injury has 17 different triggers, like heart attack, stroke, ALS, traumatic brain injury, things like that. And so if that was you, you could get a tax-free distribution in this scenario of $200,000. Not bad, right? But let's say you need some extra help and you can't do 2 out of your 6 daily living habits. You can't clean yourself, you can't dress yourself, you can't cook for yourself. If that's the case, then our clients are protected because in this situation, they would be getting $7,500 a month in tax-free distribution. So we help our clients in so many different ways. And so if you want to set an appointment with me to see numbers for you specifically, then go ahead to my website, theambermayshow.com, and let's set up a 15, 20 minute conversation, and I can show you specifically how we can help you, and you can learn more about our retirement services versus the traditional one.